This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
Aw, they're going to share.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Apple and Cisco Systems have agreed to share the name iPhone. Last night, the companies announced a settlement that keeps them out of court. Cisco sued Apple for calling its new iPod cell phone the iPhone. Cisco already has a very different product called the iPhone. Under this deal, the companies will try to dream up some ways the two iPhones might work together. It was a good day for tech stocks, a bad day for the blue chips. The NASDAQ gained 5 points to 2518. That's about a six-year closing high. But the Dow dropped 48 points to 12,738. The S&P 500 fell off two to 1457. Hewlett-Packard stock was the biggest drag on the Dow. Not because the company's doing poorly. In fact, HP turned in a great profit report for the quarter. It ripped away more market share from Dell. But in typical Wall Street fashion, investors were looking for even bigger numbers. So they dumped some of the stock. Today, HP's new lead attorney starts his job. The company's last general counsel resigned during the blow-up over the spying scandal at Hewlett-Packard. Pat Loeb tells us more about the new guy.
Michael Halston led Hewlett-Packard's internal investigation of the spying case. He found that investigators working for the company obtained the personal phone records and social security numbers of employees and journalists. Law professor Viet Dinh used to represent an HP board member. He says hiring Halston should help HP's image.
What the company has done essentially is to do a Control-Alt-Delete to reboot the processes of compliance and judgment.
The spy case has led to new federal legislation and criminal charges, and Hewlett-Packard had to pay California $14.5 million to settle civil charges. Halston still has work to do on the case. Terry Gross is the attorney for some of the reporters who were spied on.
What they really need to do is look further and look deeper into what was the culture within HP that permitted this type of conduct to occur.
I'm Pat Loeb for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years with a commitment to provide objective financial advice.
Yesterday, shares of Novastar Financial plunged 42% on the New York Stock Exchange. Novastar is a company that offers mortgages to people with weak credit. Novastar said it'll have little or no taxable income for the next few years. That's not good for business. And it's another glaring sign about the housing market. Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell believes we still haven't hit bottom.
The reason why we're not seeing a cascade in lower prices and home sales is low long-term interest rates. This is the big surprise. This is what is propping up the market to the extent that it is being propped up. You can get a fixed-rate mortgage, your classic 30-year traditional fixed-rate mortgage, for the same rate that you could in 2004. We're just starting to see the real problems in the housing market, and those real problems are going to extend for a long period of time.
Okay, where are those real problems?
The subprime market. About 20% of all mortgages in 2005, 2006, in that period of time, were what we call subprime. And subprime simply means you had a bad credit rating, you were low income, came up with all kinds of fancy ways so you too can own your own home. You should be renting. You were not very credit worthy, but we're going to come up with interest-only mortgages, option arms, piggyback loans. Well, guess what? Those loans are coming bad fast. Novastar Financial is the latest of the subprime lenders to report a surprise fourth quarter loss. And at least 20 subprime lenders have shut down or scaled back or, you know, have put themselves on the market to be sold. And this issue in the subprime market is going to continue because we got a lot of these option arms and these adjustable rate mortgages where the interest rate's going to ratchet up when they adjust, and there's going to be more trouble.
Can that somehow spread to the rest of the market?
Yes, it can. You start becoming more wary about lending. And so you get less credit, and this is an economy that moves on credit. And so it could spill over into the overall mortgage market, or it could be expressing, not just in the home ownership market, but elsewhere in our economy. It's a genuine worry that cannot be dismissed, that as lenders crack down, they'll go too far, just as they went too far in lending, and that will spill over into the overall economy.
The Marketplace economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. Sexy TV shows might draw a lot of viewers, but a new study says that doesn't mean those people are paying attention to the commercials. Janet Babin reports from our innovations desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
The study placed 18 to 31-year-old college students in front of two shows, Sex and the City and the comedy Malcolm in the Middle. Both screenings included commercial breaks. The researchers found those watching Malcolm in the Middle had better product recall. The study concluded that sex doesn't sell. On TV, it can keep people from remembering commercials. Todd Chenko with Jupiter Research says the study findings create a catch-22 for advertisers.
Ratings for shows with some kind of sexual or romantic content tend to be on the high side. And of course, advertisers are interested in reach.
But the content may be more riveting than the ads. And Chenko says shows like Sex and the City never really had advertisers in mind because the program was made for a pay TV network, HBO. The journal Applied Cognitive Psychology published the findings. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.